WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As President Trump considers military action unless there's a deal, there is word this morning that Iran will send its foreign minister to meet with European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. Hackers possibly linked to Israel say they've wiped out $90 million from an Iranian crypto exchange. Well, this was fast. Hurricane Eric was a tropical storm one day ago and rapidly intensified into a Category 4. It just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In March, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction awarded the Manitowoc Public School District a $75,000 grant to launch a recovery high school. Superintendent Lee Tennis said only about 15% of the students in recovery in his district are proficient in reading. Only 10% are proficient in math. But now, thanks to the grant, the Manitowoc schools, with almost a dozen area organizations, plan to create a high school dedicated to helping students in recovery thrive academically and meet the unique challenges and needs of the students overcoming substance use and the mental health challenges that come with it. Manitowoc was one of only 4 school districts to receive the grant. Following an incident recorded at Bay Beach last week, Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says yes, the Cops TV show is back in Green Bay to follow police officers for possible content. No, the city nor the police department do not get paid for allowing cops to film. This is not the first time Cops has been in Green Bay. They were here in 2016 and a bit last fall. Davis said the department has the final say on whether any content will air or not. Door County's inaugural Juneteenth gathering will be from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturday, June 21st at Sturgeon Bay's Martin Park. The free event welcomes all residents and visitors to celebrate Juneteenth's history, culture, and significance. Many in the African American community consider Juneteenth an Independence Day, as it marks the day slaves in Texas learned of the Emancipation Proclamation 2.5 years after the fact. Texas made Juneteenth an official state holiday back in 1980, and in 2021, the Biden administration declared Juneteenth a federal holiday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the 6th round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun and warm today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. That chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tonight. Low temps in the middle 60s. Currently, it's 62.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, some interesting guests again today. Boy, Leah and Jonathan from Hyde Music, they're just great. And we had Liz Hastings. She was just fantastic, the veteran's mom.
Now, Jonathan, we were talking about, you know, after we kind of ran out of time, but he was just talking about how many CEOs, Fortune 500 companies, just, and we talked about physicians, how many of them are in music, and that how it's helped them with the creative side. But it's also, you know, God bless the athletes, but you're not going to really play football at 50. But you can continue that.
99% of the people that play football aren't going to play football at 19.
Yeah, and whereas music is, and music isn't, you know, there's nothing, orchestras are great, but I mean, you can get in, these people that, you can get into a band, you got these physicians that do concerts, but it's just a really gift, and I'm so glad that this day of music that's coming up.
Yeah, where they let kids, today, Make Music Day.
Where they it just try an instrument, and like he said, what he's really focused a little bit more on percussions. He said a lot of times that's like the fourth instrument they pick up. You know, the parents are like, oh, play the clarinet or play the trumpet.
I would think the flute. Tuba would be the very last.
It's got to be
that.
Well, the French horn's not real high either, but okay.
I love tubas. I don't. Please don't take that the wrong way. I love tubas.
Oh, you can't.
But just the thought of carrying that thing around.
You're right. That's all part of it. But then again, you know, if you're going to play, you know, on Wisconsin or the, you know,
oh, yeah,
the Bud song.
I mean, that's
you
all you
without.
Need.
In... right. Something like that. Yeah. And that music, and I think there's a lot of, well, we talk about that all the time, especially here on Fridays, how rich the music scene is here.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, when it comes to the media, sports does overshadow music.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I think we're doing a good job of elevating it on Fridays, if not every day. But it's a great thing. And I know your kids are out of school now, but there's these summer band camps you can look at. And when fall starts, if they want to pick up an instrument, and private teaching, there's group lessons. Even at the Salvation Army, they have free instruments for kids over at the Croc Center, I mean, where you are supposed to go work out.
I got you. Okay, one thing about the Croc Center.
And the drum lines are,
I took my
awesome
granddaughters there a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And they're from Madison. And they thought that was like the coolest place they've ever. They could not believe the water park at the Croc Center. The only thing, I want to put this out there, because they were on day passes. I'm a member, but they were on day passes. They don't provide towels. And there were a couple of other people in line when I was waiting to get my cards for them. And they said, hey, we need a couple of towels. Like, oh, we don't provide that.
Really?
Yeah. So if you go to the Croc Center to use the pool, you got to bring your own towels. That kind of surprised me.
Do you think I could do like a little food truck out in the parking lot and rent towels?
I think you could. Because you know what I had to do? I had to go out to my car and get some hoodies that I just had like in the back seat. And they had to use those for towels.
I think that's a little, wow.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And I understand there's cleaning of towels. That's
sure.
expensive.
You sure, sure, sure.
But they don't have to buy the equipment. There's companies, they can ship them to the Northland and Northland
even,
can do
even
them.
Even you'd think they'd have, like, for $2, rent a towel or some.
That's
you'd
what I'm
think
saying.
They'd have some access to it. Because, like, if it was a cold day, we would have had to, like, walk away, or I would have had to drive home, get some towels,
right.
come back. But there were, like, there were two other people while I was sitting there waiting saying, we need three towels, please. Oh, we don't provide towels. They're like, you don't?
Wow.
Like, no, we don't. And it's like, huh.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
But when you go work out, do they have towels
nope.
in the locker room?
I've never used the locker room.
Okay.
I'm sure they don't.
I mean, Western doesn't have a pool, but they had towels everywhere.
Yeah.
Of course, they got the showers. Wow. But they have showers there. You have to bring your own towel?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity there for somebody, John.
I agree. I totally agree.
And then we could, yeah. Yeah, there's, right, Con? We can make some money doing that.
Con, towel truck is
yes!
awesome.
Right. Okay,
yes!
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to just lease a little spot
and
right in front.
And have them, like, heated so they're, like, warm towels.
Oh,
God,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need that. We just the towels.
Let me tell you something. I got one of those for Christmas a few years ago. I haven't used it a lot because I've never had, like, a big bathroom. But the couple of times I used it where you put the towel on, you step out of that shower and you put on a warm towel.
That's true. Like,
because, like, the other thing I've always wanted, I always thought it.
Okay, come on, John.
Am I right?
Refocus.
Am I right?
Refocus.
Yeah. Am I right?
We have
Just
I would tell our listeners, we have a huge window that people walk by, and somebody just walked by.
Okay, that's enough.
I just that
you don't have to.
No,
say
I was saying somebody.
I was doing it for Convoy.
No, I was gonna give you some political cover here. I was gonna say somebody walked by that looked familiar, like
yeah.
times of last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
A movie star.
I think we knew.
Okay,
knew who that was.
She don't look familiar to me.
Okay, John. Continue. Right. Towels.
But
hot towels.
No. The other thing, though, if I was building a house, you know what I'd put in? I'd put in one of those heat lamps that they have at hotels when you step out.
Yeah.
And you can stand under the heat lamp and just sort of drip dry. I mean, I just stand there.
Oh, God.
I come out of the shower in a hotel, and you got that light on. I put it on high, and I just stand there like this for like 10 minutes.
Okay, good. We gotta move on to something else. It's starting to get in my head. The towels, the hot towels, nothing better than a hot towel. Like,
nothing.
No, but even the hot washcloth when you fly up front.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get those, they give you those. Those
you
are
like
awesome.
Hot, and they have the little thongs thing or
right.
whatever.
And
to
like,
give it
those
to
some
you.
Of them are a little hot.
I know. That feels good.
Yeah, that's great.
I agree.
But no, we don't need to do that. What we could do, though.
You know, by the way, let me just say this. I'm big. I just got a new dose yesterday. I got it in the mail. A new dose of bee wax talon. No, not talon. Tallow.
Tallow. Okay, what's that for again?
For my skin.
Oh, yeah.
For youthful appearance.
Right, yeah.
But if you
should try that.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
So you use that first and then put the hot towel over that. Can you imagine how good that would feel?
Okay, there's something there, yeah.
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 But on our towel truck that we're going to have at the Croc Center, since they don't have towels, we're going to rent them out at $2, and we have to take something of value so that they come back, right? License or whatever, but $2. But then I think...
One thing we can't do, we can't put our names on them because then they will be stolen.
No, this is what I was going to get to that.
Okay.
I think we're going to sell towels. Like, we can get those machines or those... And we can put the kid's name on. You know, the dad's there. Say, hey, look, come back.
Oh, okay.
You use this towel, go for
like,
swim for 2 hours.
Silk screen.
Right, silk screen. You come back here, your dad can buy you a towel for $10. And we can get this.
You're on something.
We're going to just, I got a friend of mine that is an international broker. He can get them from Turkey for us.
Yeah.
He can. He'll bring them over here.
They make good towels in Turkey.
They do.
They make a good towel.
Are you just
nice
saying
and,
that?
No, they're, nice
they're
and plush.
The Turkish towels.
I'm a big fan. Have you ever been to a Turkish bath?
Yeah, that was a while ago, but yeah.
You ever been in a Turkish prison? What movie is that from, Convoy?
What is that from? Man?
Airplane.
Airplane. Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time, actually.
We laugh just saying the name.
I can watch 5 minutes of that and
we're
I will
good.
Laugh harder than most of the movies I'll ever
Terrible
watch.
Terrible day. Put that on for 5-10 minutes.
Yep.
Leslie. Oh, God, that's funny. Anyway, they make the bath towels. They're all Turkish. So this guy would import the towels for us.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. We can do this. We just got it. Somebody's got to go to Croc Center and say, look, can we bring our food truck here? And they're like, what are you going to be selling? That doesn't really.
Yeah.
That's private. what we're going to be selling.
You don't need to know.
Right. We just want to get this 8 basis. Feet. We need this 8 feet.
Yeah.
And we want to do it, you know. And well, that could work.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to rent them out. They bring them back. And then to get them, we just put them in a bag and then laundry. And then
well,
we're
they
gonna,
get it. You know what? It's like Aldi's. Aldi's got that great idea so you don't lose their shopping carts.
Oh, the
you have to put in a quarter. And then you use the cart, you come back, and as soon as you put it back, you get your quarter back. We could do that with the towels.
Well, it's going to be a hell of a lot more than a quarter.
Well, no, $5 deposit or something.
I think we get one student to do that, right? Some entrepreneur kid.
Yeah. Somebody,
and we don't have to pay them a lot. What's minimum wage? And maybe they can do it on tips. But no, here's what we're going to do, though. When we rent out those towels, and then we're going to take them to the Northland, because they have all the facilities there, right, to steam them, and they'll do our towels, and then for them, we'll give them, like, maybe some free advertising.
I like
for doing it.
It
so we can keep our costs down.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
Don't tell Sage. Don't tell Tom.
Well, I think.
Although, you know what else would be kind of cool, though, too? To have, like, a cauldron. Like a big hot cauldron, you know. But and when they bring their towels back, we just throw them right in the cauldron to show people how good we're cleaning the towels, and have somebody with almost like an oar, you know what I mean, like a canoe oar.
No, just, I don't. No, I think let's stay where
and
we
it'd be,
were.
You know what? And we'd have like we got. Yo, my gosh! You know what? I was at a gas station yesterday in Manitowoc, and something that I just almost wanted to talk to these people because they just it was so cool. It was a van pulled up. Okay. And it was all Amish. And it was they must have been going to some kind of an event because all the little kids were dressed up real nice, but they had the little hats on. It's just
bonnets.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know what? I admire you people. You are so into your ethnicity and your religion.
They weren't going to anything special. That's what they wear.
But it was just.
And that's cool.
They kind of had dress pants on and a dress shirt. It wasn't like overalls. I think they were going to an event. But anyway, it was just like, I admire the Amish. I could be Amish. I could be, in my later year, when I retire, I could see moving to an Amish farm and working there with them and for them. I would dress like Amish. I would follow their crew. I bet they eat good. I think
well,
that
all,
would be fun.
They're all living off the land. That's
and you
what
just,
they do.
It's a pure lifestyle.
Do you think they really...
I would make my own soap.
Do you think... This is what I think about them when I drive by. You know, they're on their little horse and buggy, and which I don't think they should be on highways.
It's dangerous.
See, they don't pay
there was
taxes
an accident
either.
Outside of Manitowoc.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think that is all marketing. So they're like, look at us. We're in our little bonnet and our suspenders with white shirts and with our horse and buggy. But and then buy our furniture, buy our stuff because we're Amish. Do you think if you really get into the house, they might have flat screen TVs, like some really cool
no,
stuff.
No, I don't.
You don't. You really
I
think
don't.
It's real?
No, I think it's real.
From the all, they, it's, that's it.
They're, yes, I think they're the most sincere people.
There's no
around. Convoy. You ever grew up around Amish?
No, I mean not really, but I do agree with you that I think that it's all legit. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Really?
I do. Yeah,
I could embrace that lifestyle.
How long though? That's
for the rest
like
of my
camping.
Life. I'm okay. Telling you.
Well, I mean, they still. It's not just that they do have a house where they have beds and sleep.
No,
it's
I know
not,
that,
you know,
but no, aren't they like sworn off to like technology?
Yeah.
I've,
well,
by that. Do they have phones?
There's different sex. Yeah. Because
okay, they got
sex,
phones.
I mean, S-E-C-T-S sex.
S-E-C-T-S.
Yes.
Because okay. I think there's, well, wasn't there, okay, whatever.
Because there was a show I used to watch, on like in Netflix, called the Amish Mafia?
That's what I'm talking about, you guys.
And those guys were bad-ashed.
Okay, really? But that,
oh, yeah.
And, am I right? A facade? And then behind the scenes, they're dealing...
Well, I mean, there's different sects. I mean, there's different sects in the Catholic faith.
I think there's
faith.
A lot of
there's
sects in that.
There's different sects in Lutherans. I mean, everybody has their splinter groups. I would go to the most fundamentalist group. I would.
You'd last.
With the soup I make, they would love the soup I make. I'd be like... Like, Gabriel, what did you bring in from the field today? And I would take that, and I would make soup out of it. Gabriel. I would.
That's their names. I don't know about that. I hope it's real. I think for some people it is, but I just think with today's, with the internet, with what people can see, I think they're like, okay, I'll do this. And there's these Amish countries, you know, Iowa, I think in Wisconsin we have a pretty big
Pennsylvania.
One too, where they sell all the stuff, though. Yeah. And I think people go there, but I think behind the scenes, I don't know if Kyle's right. I think they're not.
Well, you
there,
know
like,
what? When I move in.
Secret door.
When I move turns in, around, I will let you know.
The music's on.
I no.
Chips are on the table. Deal me
you.
In. Deal me in, Pa.
Now, we got to set our quick break. Mine on the Mayor. Back after this. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky Rizzi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stray shower, thunderstorm possible today, high in the low 80s. The Brewers going to try to do it again at in Wrigley Field. 12:45, that ball game coming your way in WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Some of the texts we got this morning, Vicky says, Pam J. Just slayed her segment this morning, educating everyone. That was a great segment. We'd like to get her in again, talking absolutely about the mental health issues with farmers and agriculture in general these days.
That was fun. We ran out of time.
Yep. And then Sarah said, I agree with Vicky. That was an excellent talk. I'd like to hear more. And Vicky says, absolutely, Sarah. She was preaching this morning, which sounded fantastic. That was very cool. You know, when you think about it, and like I said, I remember when my dad, you know, just with his tomato plants, he'd lose sleep over the fact if they weren't covered and there was going to be frost. When you've got 120 acres and you're worried about that, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I just, you know, or raspberry bushes too. Just going off the sheets and just covering that stuff. But I've told you, and I enjoy business, you know, I'm capitalist, but to rely on the weather, that's
what
too
I mean.
Risky for me.
Exactly.
It's like, how many years did in Oshkosh, that Country Western or Country USA.
Country USA with then, the rain and the parking lot and the mud. And it
wiped them out.
Yeah.
Well, too risky for me. Although, you know, you pray about it, you believe in it. But I don't know, man. I would do it as a side hustle, but I would never rely.
No, when you're putting your family's... Yeah. I'm rewatching this series from about 10 years ago, at least, Boardwalk Empire, which Steve Buscemi and some guys, it was phenomenal. It was basically about the birth of the mafia in the country. And this one guy went undercover with Al Capone's group, mm-hmm. okay? And they were suspecting that he was a plant, all right? So they start asking him all these questions, you know, with a gun to his head, basically. Yeah, yeah. You know, where did you live before you came to Chicago? It's like Minnesota. What'd you do in Minnesota? As a wheat farmer. Why did you leave that? Because we went under. And the guy goes, how do you screw up a wheat farm? And the guy goes, it was kind of a such and such disease, and for 2 years completely wiped everybody out.
Yeah. I mean, there's cherry trees, but you know, God, yeah. Thank God they take that risk because, you know, if everybody was like, maybe we're not have cherry trees, right? Because it's too risky. Well, but
okay, that's another thing, though, that's getting to be popular is underground. There's places, I think they might even be doing one in the UP because, you know, one of the reasons my dad worked underground, I mean, he went 2,000 feet underground every day of his working yep. life, okay? Mm-hmm. And people would be like, oh, man, I can't believe he does that. I can't believe. And I mentioned that to him because he was going to transfer one day because he didn't have a choice. His underground mine closed down. And he got transferred to the open pit mine, and he hated it, okay? He was in what they call the pellet plant, which was a real scummy place.
They put the mine the same thing?
Yeah, iron ore.
Okay.
But one was you're taking the ore out of the ground, and the other one where the ore was processed.
Okay.
Okay?
That's the
open pit. Unbelievably dusty, unbelievably hot. I worked in those places. That's where I said I sweat so bad, I sweat red.
In the open
because
pit.
Because of the dust. Yeah, well, yeah, the open pit, so they would take the ore out of the open pit.
Right.
Put it on this unbelievably big trucks, like you can't believe how big they are. They would take it to a thing called the crusher. They would dump it in. It would literally crush all the rock. Then it would come down into the plants. And the final one was the ore plant, where they made the pellets. And like I said, I've got that scar right where I had the pellet land on me. Yeah. But it was unbelievably hot. It was like 100 degrees and unbelievably dusty in there. And he lasted one day, said, I'm not doing this. I want to go back underground. And they said, well, I don't know, Jim. He says, well, okay, I'm going to do one of two things. He said, I'm going to resign as a boss, and I'm going to go work for the union. So instead of being on your side against the union, I'm going to be on the union side against you. Which one do you want? Next day, he was back underground.
Why? What was the...
Because the temperature is always the same.
Oh, all right.
It was like 68 degrees every day of the year. And
yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that was just a big factor. But what I'm saying is they're taking some of these abandoned mines and shoring them up and using them to grow grapes in the UP and a different place in the world because the climate is so controlled that that's not a factor. And actually, I think there's some they're using for marijuana, too.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But marijuana can go on. So they have natural light under there, obviously.
No. It's not natural light.
I'm not natural light. They have the artificial light. For marijuana, they always have those artificial lights.
Pretty much the same over on Walnut Street and some of the other ones where looking at buying some homes and the basement windows are painted black. And they had a lot of electrical outlets, like those big strips of outlets.
That makes sense to me because you are guaranteeing a product.
Completely climate controlled.
Yep.
By nature.
It's like,
it'll never change.
Yeah, I that's something I'd look at.
But that's what I mean. Versus, I remember watching, you ever see the movie?
You work so hard and then boom. Exactly.
Did you ever see the movie A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves?
No.
Where he meets this girl around San Francisco and her family owned a vineyard. And when it got cold, they'd have to run out and they'd do all these little burning pots.
Right.
And they had these big like wings, like these feathers to blow the warm air all the way throughout the things to try to save. And if they didn't, they're wiped out.
Right.
So all the people that live their lives based on the weather and things like that, all the respect in the world for them.
It's they're taking risk.
The courage.
Here, though, I would say in Wisconsin, if a farm came up for sale, our weather's been pretty good. You got to admit, twice we used a snowblower last year. Yeah. And now she said she doesn't like this 90 degrees that's coming up this weekend. But
it might be 2 days for the year.
When's the last time it's been 90?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm happy about that. But some of these places where your whole season is gone. You're not your season. Your whole annual income is gone.
Well, you know what you still need to do, Jim? Rent the movie Green and Gold. The one that was shot
here. I know. I got to do
that.
We had those guys on our show.
Because that really captures a lot of the essence of that. And it's based in the early 90s when things were not good. for agriculture and farmers and everything.
I just, I give farmers
all the credit in the world.
Well, they work so hard. Plus, they're taking some risks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the entrepreneur takes a lot of risk, but man, that's a lot of risk. But
when anyway, I devote my life to being an Amish farmer, I will experience it firsthand. I'm telling you, making all my own stuff, everything,
and then
all my own stuff
behind the secret wall. You're gonna be back there with your internet.
I'm gonna make you soap.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got to send our quick break. We're back with Pat Tracy. Discover Us. Great. Shh. Back after this.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The whole Democratic caucus in the Wisconsin legislature, that's 34 lawmakers, signed a letter supporting the striking workers at Cummins in Oshkosh. Representative Lori Palmieri and Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim spearheaded the effort to show support for United Auto Workers Local 291. The union's been striking at Cummins since March of this year, after working without a contract since January. The sticking points for the UAW Local 291 are a lack of a contract, temporary worker language that's been included in negotiations, and required Saturday shifts. Cummins in Oshkosh makes drivetrains and braking systems. The Joint Finance Committee finalized another piece of the Republicans' state budget, this time the operating budget for the Department of Corrections. There were some increases, but just a fraction of what was included in the governor's proposal. The Republican plan includes about $136 million in increases for the Department of Corrections statewide over the next 2 years. That includes paying for 18 new employees across the department. Governor Tony Evers' plan would have invested $500 million. Large chunks of that money would have gone toward closing long-troubled facilities in the state, including Green Bay Correctional Institution. Democrats called the Republican plan kicking the can down the road. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne.
This, you know, very much carries on the current mission of an important and very expensive department. It's nothing to be sad or upset about.
Republicans say they'll get to the capital budget, which would, in theory, include projects like closing GBCI in this afternoon's session. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Bruce Springsteen biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere inches ever closer to being released. Jeremy Allen White plays the boss and has gotten high praise after sneak peeks. The cast also includes Jeremy Strong, who plays John Landau, Springsteen's longtime manager, and Stephen Graham as Bruce's father, Doug. According to Variety, the trailer is now available to view on YouTube. Deliver Me From Nowhere tells the story of the time in the boss's career when he took a break from touring and made the Nebraska album. The film hits theaters October 24th. Ted Danson says when he gave advice or predicted things while he was on Cheers, he was often completely wrong. One of his big miscues was predicting that Shelley Long was not at all right for the role of Diane Chambers. Danson told the story to Andy Richter during an episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast that he does with Woody Harrelson. Not only was she right for the role, Long went on to garner 5 Emmy nominations, and Danson, although they had differences at times, said no one could have done it better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun and warm today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. That chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tonight. Low temps in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, ICE agents are taking people into custody with no identification and they're masked. What is the legality of that? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Boy, Convoy plays the music loud.
Definitely, yeah, that's loud. Definitely trucker music.
Yeah, great, great trucker music.
He does try to buy your approval by blowing the horn, though.
Yeah, that's the only thing he does.
He thinks Todd sabotaged him.
You know how you don't want that person? Like when you go on vacation, you don't want the other person to do good because then you won't be missed. He thinks Todd's doing that and hiding all the trucker music.
Oh, so that we miss Todd.
Yeah. Right, Convoy?
Do you think he's doing that?
The usual page with the trucker music isn't there, so I honestly don't know what trucker music is.
And he knew that you would react if we didn't have trucker music, so all right, wow.
We want Todd back. That's what he's doing. That's what Todd's doing. That's how he handles things. Pat Tracy is that same way.
Yes, he's always.
He's always that way. Pat Tracy, are you there, my friend?
Can we get some George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers?
Oh, yeah. But something I have not mentioned, I am so unbelievably excited. I'm going to literally try to get a front row seat to something coming to Green Bay in September. Linda Ronstadt.
Really?
Yes. Pat?
I don't know.
I love Linda Ronstadt.
I love, that's our era.
She was like our high school crush girl.
Absolutely, 100%. Remember the album cover when she was in the rollerblades and the short satin shorts and the knee socks and the tank top?
I just saw an amazing documentary about her life.
Oh, well, I wish I would. I used to know her brother. I did. He was the police chief of Tucson. And he ran the boxing league. Peter was his name. Peter Ronstadt. But you were always told by his people, do not mention his sister. You can get the interview with the chief, do whatever, but don't make small talk talking about his sister.
John, I thought she had a voice challenge. Is she really performing?
I didn't know she was okay physically. I thought she had, you know, something that was not curable and couldn't do whatever. So when I saw that she's coming to the Mire, it's like, oh, my God, I want to be backstage. I want to be backstage with Linda Ronstadt.
Wait a minute. I think you're answering your own question.
What?
Is she not at her peak?
Guys.
At her peak.
Who's jumping in?
Yeah, that's Linda.
Linda. What, Linda? Why are you interrupting us? We're talking about Linda Ronstadt.
Yes, I'm interrupting. I'm interrupting because it's not Linda Ronstadt herself. It's the Linda Ronstadt experience coming to the Mire.
Oh, you're kidding,
so
Lisa.
She can't perform anymore. No. I just wanted to let you know, and I will give you back the pat.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for crushing our hopes and dreams, Lisa Hale.
Well, I didn't know that, but the evidence is there. Okay, a couple things. One is that Linda Ronstadt... at the Mire? I mean, come on. We talk about that. It's going up or on your way down.
Okay.
No, she's more. If she was singing, if she was who she was, she would be at the Rush.
Pat, I'm sorry to get your hopes up.
Or she'd be in Oshkosh.
Well, it's okay because I walked in here this morning knowing that I'm going to be front row George Thorogood tonight.
Where?
At Waterfest Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And I still am.
That's phenomenal. I love George Thorogood.
Yeah.
He loves playing these little venues like this because he can see the whites of our eyes.
Yeah. It's amazing when they get really big. Remember Prince too. He's like, look, I'm done. I'm gonna do small venues.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool when they want that interaction that they can't get, you know, in front of
And he's 60,000. George Thorogood's always been, he's never been too cool for the room. I remember him playing at the Seymour County Fair years ago when like Bad to the Bone was out and things like that. Are you going to, you're definitely going to be there, Pat?
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there.
That's awesome, man.
I'm already thinking about it. I've been listening to George over the last week to kind of mentally prepare myself.
You know,
bourbon, one scotch.
No, I think
one
that's
beer.
It's like getting the, before you go see a musical, getting the music and listen to it. It's just, you get into it even more when you're there. It's not like, you know, I'm going to save it till I get there. That I would do the same thing. I think
prime's
cool
the
pump. It does.
Texted us. William says, John, Linda Ronstadt retired in 2011.
Yes, thank you.
11.
We are on top of it.
No, but you know, the fun thing about like Waterfest is you are literally, they're throwing the picks out at you.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
You're close enough to catch them.
Yep.
So you're close enough that you're seeing riffs and stuff right in front of you.
And even their little tent, at least the way it was with their green room, whatever, it was literally like kind of like a tent, wasn't it? And they were just right, they had security, but they were just right there. Yeah.
And so, hey, can I just give a shout out to the Hyde Music people?
Yeah,
I love their segment. Okay. And can I tell you guys something you don't know about me today?
Mm-hmm.
I am a big Hyde Music fan.
I'm
a guitar teacher.
No.
In my spare time.
I did not know that.
Neither did I. That's cool. Yes, although it doesn't surprise me, I gotta be honest with you.
I'm very selective about students, but I love Hyde Music. I actually bought my real guitar at Hyde Music years ago. Big shop local guy. And recently I took on an 11-year-old prodigy, young music fellow who's been playing piano for 4 years already. And his mom said, hey, will you teach him some guitar over the summer? We went to Hyde's. They totally hooked us up with the perfect size student guitar for him. It's like pro. It's a little Martin.
That's
a little Martin guitar for a preteen. And I've already got the kid playing like some George Thorogood, like bum, 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 bum.
I love it. Is it
after two lessons?
Is it easier to teach somebody that age than somebody like our age?
Well, yes, because they have no preconceptions about what they can't do.
Right.
But if this little fellow, and this is out, you know, for all the parents out in listener land, this little fellow has had piano lessons for 4 years. He can already read and count. So now all he's got to do is figure out where the notes on the guitar are. When you start guitar without being able to read and count, now you got like three giant hurdles you got to cross.
He's going to end up in percussion with that other guy we had. No, what's cool about that, he's transitioning from piano. And it's all the same, right? You read music. It's like you learn a foreign language, Latin, you know it or you don't. He'll probably go on to something else, Pat. I mean, I hope he sticks with the guitar. I'm sure he will. But, you know, a kid that young, that talented, that can, you know, read music and count, like, as you say, he could pick up another instrument in another couple of years. And Hyde, I think that's really cool how Hyde encourages that. They don't say, oh, no, you're playing the sax. Stick with the sax. They're like, you want to try percussion? You want to try? I think that's great that they do that.
John, imagine if you and I had been, you know, had a guy teaching us guitar at 11 years old.
Unbelievable. Would have been unbelievable.
We'd be riff slingers.
Yeah. Who do you think I would be then if I had made it big? And I'm going to ask some of our people, texters out there too. Who do you think I would be if I had been a young savant type thing at the height of my career on stage? Who do you think I would be?
You would be. I don't know who it would be. The person is, but you would be the guy that has... You'd be a one-hit wonder. You'd hit a song.
I would.
Like that guy that he was. I saw him at the Shawnee County Fair. He's dead. Anyway, I'll think.
Oh, yeah. The dead guy. The dead guy from the Shawnee County Fair.
I'll think about it.
John. Yeah, here's exactly who you would be, my man. You'd be Phil Cullen from Def Leppard. He looks better today than he did 20 years ago. They're down at. They're in Milwaukee tonight.
Def Leppard is still around.
Def Leppard, okay. It's true that I got a call from a friend of mine in Sheboygan. He calls up. He goes, hey, Thursday night, Def Leppard, I got tickets. He's at Summerfest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at Summerfest tonight. I'm like, I don't know that I really want to go see a Def Leppard. I'm not going. I got something else to do tonight. But this guy's like our age, you know. Yeah. But he is all yes. in on that. He could believe he. Yeah, he's going to. It's at Summerfest tonight. So yeah, he's going. If you had free tickets with the ride, would you go? I just doesn't do anything for me.
Well, that was our era, though. I mean, that was one of those things.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, I got a couple of texts here. Guys. Greg from Appleton says, John would be Tiny Tim, and Brian says, Jim would be Liberace.
I would, oh man, would I love to do that.
Wow.
I could see me being wow. Billy Joel.
I don't know, man. Liberace, come out there with all that. Just, oh God, I'd love to do that.
I love you guys.
I love Green Bay.
Oh, I'm not in Green Bay? Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hey, guys, so yes, can I talk about my video that just got released?
Yeah.
Why I love Oshkosh. I believe Lisa has posted it, or someone's posted it, to Mayor in the Minot face. I put the mayor first.
We might change this.
That never happened.
We got our anniversary coming up. We're going to talk to Todd. We might change our name.
We're not.
I like John, it.
We might anyway. Reverse it. We might be okay. The Mayor in Minot. Because somebody even pointed this out yesterday when they were looking at our business cards. He said, I never noticed this before. On one card, it says Minot and the Mayor. On the other, it says the Mayor and Minot.
Gee, I wonder whose card is that. All right, Pat, what do you got going on here?
This is all great. So we have a contest for Discover Oshkosh. My video this month that just got dropped, and it's now on your Facebook page and Discover Oshkosh's Facebook page, is... a patio party. You know, if you take the first three letters of my name, Pat, and add an IO, you've got a party.
And love it.
I have taken back patio and brought it back to Pat. And now we're winning a patio party with Pat. And so the video shows me at Beckett's on the Fox River, enjoying a patio party with Ruben, the brat maker at Wagner's. Right. Man. The cider guys from Sunken Paddle and Trent and Liz from Thunderbird Bakery. Now the viewers can enter the contest and win lunch. Bring three of your friends and have lunch with me and the team at Beckett's on Friday, June 27th.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. By the way, have you been checking out Lisa and Todd's Facebook? Looks like Lisa.
Yes, have.
Look like Lisa snuck out of work a little early yesterday afternoon to join Todd for some libations.
No.
If you want to be a content creator, it's 24/7.
Okay.
Looks like Pete's Garage was a popular place for them to be.
Oh my gosh.
That's definitely Todd's place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
So how do we win this patio party with Pat?
Yes. So there should be the link. So the video has a link, you know, in the little text. And I think Lisa was able to post the contest entry form on Minot and the Mayor's Facebook page.
Wow.
Nice.
And all you do is put your name. And I think we asked for your email or phone number so we can contact you. We do ask you, what's your favorite Pat video?
Okay,
cool.
Viewers, you know, you can say, the patio party, if you don't know any of the other ones.
All right.
But we had so much fun out there, and it's just a gorgeous day. We captured the essence of Oshkosh on the water on just a beautiful day with brats and hard cider. It was epic. We're going to do it again with you, with a lucky winner.
Can we keep you around for another segment?
Sure can.
Cool. All right. Outstanding. Pat Trace and Discover Oshkosh. Back right after this.
The nurses all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. Thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Bad.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bikes, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Have you been looking for an excuse to get fresh ink? Boy, do I have a good one for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday from noon till 4 at the Hive Aesthetics in Appleton, they're holding their first annual fundraiser, Ink for a Cause. It's benefiting Children's of Wisconsin. It's going to be a fun day featuring amazing vendors like the Hive, Little Birdies, Lumitox, and so much more. This is the excuse you've been waiting for. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
This will get you going, Pat.
Pat, this is for you.
Okay, Pat, get off the table. All right.
I forgot about that one. I haven't made it to that one yet.
That's my favorite. Alone. That's my favorite one. Stuff. That's my favorite George Thorogood song.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, gosh.
So Pat, Tracy's going to see George Thorogood tonight. Now, are tickets sold out for something like that, Pat, or can you get them at the...
Never. Nope. There's plenty of room.
It's a big area. I mean, that's the
thing. It's a big area. Yeah, it's a big area.
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, you know what I was doing during the break? I'm starting to plan my Crossroads 41 event plan.
Okay. I want that.
Crossroads 41 is the new
country
festival and campground across from the EAA Air Venture Fields.
Yep.
So remember, they had this pre-COVID. It was kind of going for a few years. Those folks... You know, it didn't work out. We've got some new people in here that are serious event people, and they've got their festival is August 7th through 9th. And they've got Cody Johnson one night, Kane Brown on Friday, Parker McCollum on Saturday, with an amazing undercard of talent. And so I got to be honest, I'm a little intimidated to go out there, right? Because I'm an older guy. It's a big festival. So I made friends with them, and I think I'm going to figure this thing out and get myself out to Crossroads 41 this year.
Nice.
You need somebody to escort you. I'll go to that. Don't they sell like that VIP section and they got a 3-day pass? They have different pricing mechanisms, and they've got their parking down finally.
They got the parking down. They got the shuttles down.
Yeah, right, right.
And here's the thing, though, that makes it work for me is I can be like into the like VIP grandstand area that's off a little bit to the side.
Yep.
So I'm not like in the main fray, you know, with 30-year-old guys.
In the mosh pit.
Right.
I can't be down there anymore.
Yeah. That's awesome. But Kane Brown, that's huge. And Cody Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's, and I guarantee you some of the undercards in about 2 years, they will be the next Lainey Wilsons or somebody.
Oh, absolutely. So I just want to put it out there to listeners. You know, it's at, they say X Roads, right? It's like X, like the letter X,
across.
Roads 41. And when you see the lineup, it's everybody in country music, but they mix it up. They've got Nelly is like, before Kane Brown, they bring Nelly out to do a show.
Wow.
And just totally mix it up. Yeah. Flo Rida comes out on Saturday. So anyway, I've been hanging out with these folks trying to figure this thing out. And I'm going to go out there and get a look at the camping soon because the camping is deluxe.
Are you going to camp?
No, I'm not going to camp.
Oh, I didn't,
but I want to go.
Like
I know.
Camper type.
Saying it's deluxe.
Yeah.
Camp. Hey, camping for my wife and I is like a Holiday Inn would be like camping.
Yeah.
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 We're
right?
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, when you go to a concert like that, do you, I mean, you're going to wear like the boots and the hat and kind of like the whole whatever, whatever, or are you going in your,
no,
nope. Okay.
Honestly, I'm going for total comfort.
Okay.
I'm going for the lightest things that I can put on there. Cause you know, I want, because once the music hits me, I'm going to be dancing and singing.
Really? You're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And oh okay. Yeah.
Find a seat for us, not close to you.
Oh, no, Jim, you're and coming with me.
No, I'm going to go.
Mino, Jim!
No, you're, that no, I'm going to go. I do want to go. I don't want, I got to see the lineup. Where's the website for this thing? Is this X? How do we get?
X Roads 41. Like okay. X-R-O-A-D-S 41.
All right.
Jim, pick out a night.
All right, I will.
And we're going to figure this out. This will be fun.
This will be fun. Oh, this will be great. In August, I mean, look,
August 7th, yeah.
But those are pretty good weather days normally, right?
Oh my
We're
God.
Usually pretty good in August here. And
I think August, you know, to me, August is the best month of the year in Wisconsin.
It is.
I would never, like, I never want to go anywhere. I want to be here.
I'm with you on that. I just love that month. And all right, so we're doing that. This is going to be fun. The lineup, I don't know. They're all good. And that's not my, like, thing, but tell you what, Pat, you pick the day and then I'll be there.
Man, I kind of want to be there the first day.
Con's getting a ticket. Con, you're getting a ticket, man. You want to run out there?
I definitely paid for that, so.
Go talk to that guy. That guy's an idiot.
Go ahead.
Did he already buy tickets?
No. He's getting a parking ticket. We're watching the guy give Con a parking ticket. And Con, we have this like app, whatever that is, and you can pay for your meter time for like 3-4 hours, which Con does. And this guy's writing him a ticket. So,
oh my gosh!
And it's
a common occurrence in downtown Green Bay.
$22.
Yeah,
$22. Well,
and
hey,
he doesn't pay it
for
by
the
noon.
Privilege
it's going
to
be
coming
20...
to downtown Green Bay to take care of the businesses.
And if he doesn't pay it by noon, it's going to be like $28.
Yeah, $127. We think Mayor Gendrich gets a cut from every ticket.
And we just on the front page of the paper is the mayor's future salary is getting his big raise, and it even says in here that Jim Schmidt was frozen by the council who I guess it was mutual disrespect for each other. But yeah, they froze my salary for 11 years, and Eric's going to be making 128. I was in the 80s. That's okay.
Oh, Jim.
That's okay. But I didn't have that parking revenue.
Yeah.
John, they were $8 when I was here, right?
I know.
The
I
parking
know.
Commissions, that's what makes it.
I didn't have that.
You had to find a different way to get your cash in a shoebox.
In fact, yeah, pay anyway. Me nothing. Just give me 10% of parking.
Right, I would do that. That's
oh,
a
man.
Good deal.
Absolutely. Well, Pat, wrap it up for us, buddy.
What else you got going on here? Now, tonight is going to be great.
Okay,
right?
Tonight we're at George Thorogood.
Yep.
This Saturday, we're doing Oshkosh Farmers Market again.
Fun.
If you'll recall, it's was voted second best farmers market in Wisconsin after Madison.
Wow.
And I've been down there for 2 weeks in a row. It is just a festival of people and vegetables and kids and strollers. So come on down. I'll see you there on Saturday at the Oshkosh Farmers Market.
Love it.
Beautiful.
And Madison around the square, they do it right. So if you're even close to what they're doing, that's awesome what you're doing in Oshkosh. All right. We will see you there too.
Pat Tracy, you're the best. Thank you for what you do.
Got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? Oh, who do you love?
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is telling his troops to go harder on Iran after a morning attack destroyed apartments near Tel Aviv and also hit a hospital.
We're targeting military sites. We're targeting nuclear sites. We're targeting missile sites. They're targeting a hospital.
Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping for military help from America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Do not eat chicken Alfredo meals bought at Walmart or Kroger's under the brand names Market Side and Home Chef. Listeria has killed 3 people and left 17 very sick across 13 states. Landfall this morning near Acapulco for a hurricane that has exploded in the day from a tropical storm to a Category 4, back to a 3 now. An anomaly is how SpaceX describes the explosion of its Starship rocket on the Texas test pad. This is ABC News.